Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our life support, our church, and our prayer room ministry. I'm so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God all the praise on tonight. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I glorify him on tonight. God is such a good God. And he's so worthy to be praised on tonight. I just bless his holy name. I give reverence to God, who is my life. He is my everything. God is my everything. He's my life. To Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight and just to be back on our radio broadcast, hallelujah, for our praise, prayer, and prophecy, our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I just thank and praise him on tonight. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I glorify God tonight. God is who he is, and I thank him. I thank God. I praise his holy name on today. I just bless his name. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I just bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Our scripture reading, we're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer for our devotion. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 56. Psalms 56. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rent my word. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape my iniquity? In thy anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are unto me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? I have just read you Psalms 56 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word.
I knew your name, the Lord was praying. I was your God, I am your God. Throughout the ages, I will be the same. I'll be your God, I am your God. Hell back to water, so you could run. Your God, I am your God.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, God, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I come now, God, just giving you praise tonight, God. I come giving you glory tonight, God. I come magnifying your name tonight, Father. I come lifting your name up tonight, God. I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to pray and praise your name, God. I just thank you, God, for giving me strength to call on your name, God. I just thank you tonight, God, for all that you do for me, God. I just thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for everything, God. I ask you tonight, God, to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything that's in my heart that should not be, Lord, I ask you tonight, Lord Jesus, to move it out, God. Anything in my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's not like your Father, I ask you to rip it out, God, and move it out, God, and clean it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Purify my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to let me decrease. That the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move me from myself, Lord. Move me from my flesh, Lord. That the Holy Spirit may use this vessel tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase and minister tonight, God. I don't know anything without you, Lord. I can't do nothing without you, Father. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, God. I just ask you tonight, God, to move me from myself, Lord, that you may get the glory, God, that you may get the honor, God, and in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight for this opportunity to praise your name, God. I just thank you tonight, God. I just praise you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, do it tonight, God. Do it tonight, God. Do it tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, God. Move, God, by your spirit, Lord, and move tonight, God, and in the name of Jesus, let your power fall tonight, God, and let your power fall, God, and let your power fall, Lord, and let your power fall, God, and in the name of Jesus, let your power fall, God, in the name of Jesus, let your power fall, Father, by country under, let the anointing rain, let your glory cloud come, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bind the strong man tonight. We bind up the strong man, God. We bind the strong man, God, in the name of Jesus. And everything that go along with the strong man, we bind tonight. Every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every familiar spirit, every unfamiliar spirit, every incubus, every succubus, every spirit spouse, every sex demon, every perverse demon, hallelujah. Every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled now. Every watcher spirit, we bind you now. We cancel you now. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go. Everything that's not like Christ, everything that's not like the Lord, leave now while you have a chance. In the name of Jesus, I destroy you now. Die now in the name of Jesus. I bind you from this radio broadcast, and I bind you up from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to take over this radio broadcast, Holy Spirit, and take control. Just take over and take control, God. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you touch his body right now, God. I pray right now, God, that you strengthen his body right now, God. I pray right now, God, that your anointing covers him right now, God. I pray right now, God, that you blow breath in his lungs right now, God. I pray right now, God, that you touch him right now, God. And from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet, God, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you heal tonight, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Strengthen right now, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen him where he's weak and build him up where he's torn down now, God. Give him more strength, God, right now, God. Rejuvenation, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say he needs to drink more fluid in the name of Jesus. Restoration, rest, in the name of Jesus. Say right now, he's having some side effects from some medicine he took. In the name of Jesus, God is restoring right now. In the name of Jesus, put back, God. Restore, God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for doing it tonight. I thank you right now. Thank you right now, God. Lord, be our hiding place, God, for us, God. Be a hiding place, God. Be our refuge. You are our rock. You are our everything, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you know what we need on tonight, each one of us. Lord, you know what we need tonight, God. I'm asking you tonight, God, to bless everyone on this radio broadcast. Bless them, God. Cover them now, God, in the name of Jesus. That he giving somebody some insight on something I don't know. I just heard what he said. I hear the word rambunctious. I hear the word willingness. He say, put one feet in front of the other. He's saying walk with him. He said it ain't over until he says it's over. I don't know. You didn't give me who. I'm just repeating what I hear. A prophet is more, and I hear the Lord saying you are content in whatever state you're in, you satisfied. And it don't take much to please you. But just know God is with you. God is with you. I don't care how you look at it, how it's wrapped, how it's whatever. God is with you all the time. All the time. He's going to open your understanding up even the more. About a whole lot of things. Because God going to bless you for your obedience. I see the elevation that he's already given you. I hear him say, wash your clothes. You come a mighty long ways, the Lord said. It's something that you want to do. It's something that you want to move on, but God wants you to be still. I don't know what it is, but he just said, be still. Just be still. Just that you can count on him. I hear him say promises, 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 says the Lord. And I hear him say, be in agreement about something. He didn't say what. He said, be in agreement. And it's always good to be in agreement in prayer. I keep hearing this watcher spirit. I keep hearing this watcher spirit. I bind the watcher spirit. I bind the enemy. I bind this spirit that watches. Yes, I bind this thing up now, and I cast him out, and I command him to go right now in the name of Jesus. He said, don't try to figure it out. It's going to come right to you. Like ABC. Because man didn't make you. Man can't do nothing. What can man do unto you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, just take little bitty steps. Don't try to take giant steps. He said, baby steps. I hear that word willingness again, willingness. To walk a mile in my shoes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said the past is in the past. Amen. Prophet, that of the Lord said for you as well, it's something you want to do. But he said, not yet. Take your time. Just stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I hear it, the word rescue me. Mm-hmm. the Lord is on your mind all the time. I hear the word deliverance, kind-hearted, I hear the Lord say he loosens shackles. He's loosened shackles. I heard that the other night about God loosening shackles. You say, just like you can feel the wind on your face, you're going to be able to feel him. God don't want you to get too close to people because it's an anointing on your life. And you don't want to contaminate your anointing. It's all right to, you know, socialize, but keep your distance. You know, you just ask him, he'll tell you. He said, wait on him. I don't know what's going on, but he said, wait on him. The Lord wants you to go start getting out a little more as well. You need to get out. Just get out. Just to clear your mind. Just ride out or whatever and just take a ride or whatever. Just to clear your mind about, you know, just to let some stuff roll off your shoulders and just clear your mind. God is a good God. And you know that. And don't think about too much. Don't think about a whole lot of stuff. Don't. Because what we're thinking about and concerning about, God already know it. And, you know, when we praying and doing, being obedient and doing what the Father told us to do, he going to do what we are concerned about. So, you know, God is such a good God. And he's so worthy to be praised. Settle your spirit in. Mm-hmm. And some things I don't know what it's about, but you know. And God says, also, you've come a mighty long way as well. He's brought you a mighty long way, all of us. And your grandchildren there for a reason. They there for a reason. You know that they there for a reason. So you do what you have to do. Teach them whatever you have to do as much as you can. Teach them things that they need to know and stuff like that. Even for Prophet Sadler, he can teach the boys, the grandsons, and how to do this and how to do that. And about the Lord. Thank you. And don't forget to pray for people. Don't y'all forget to, I mean, these, I'm seeing faces. I don't know why I'm seeing these faces. And I've seen, anyway, I'm not going to call a name, but people need prayer. And we need to, if God show you a face, you pray for him. Because I think he's been saying names and showing faces. We got to pray for these people. Some of them you know and some of them you don't. But God wants us to be praying for people. I mean, some people, you're not going to like everybody. You got to pray for and minister to. You're not going to, you know, even people on your job, pray for them. You ain't got to say a word. And God honors that. God honors that. He honors that. And when somebody says something wrong to you, just wasn't quite right, and you feel in some type of way, just let God handle it. Just let God handle it. Don't you even feel the way. Just let God handle it. It's going to be all right. I feel a lot of things is weighing on you. Different things. I was talking to Prophet Sarah. Different things here and there that you're concerned about and you think about. But God going to remove that from you. And he wants you to cast all your cares on him. You even worry about your children. You don't say a whole lot about it, but you do. In your family. I hear the Lord say a change is going to come. At the beginning of the year, I hear it there. I don't know what kind of change. I just heard it there. Amen. Thank you, God. I hear the Lord again saying, be still. Wait for him. Even though it takes something about a telephone call, I don't know who that's for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask everybody to pray for our members. Please pray for our members that they'll get more interested in what we're doing. You can't make them. And, you know, if they ain't going to no other church, they need to be trying to they're more interested in some church, in the Word of God, in what God is doing. We need to keep them lifted up, every member of the entire men and women of war. We need to pray for them. I've been trying to intercede. Do anybody know anybody named Tilly?
No.
I done heard that name twice tonight. Amen, amen. We're not gonna God is good. I just thank and praise God. I didn't get a chance to even testify today because the Holy Spirit just took over. He still, you know, he still got saying things in my spirit. But I just would like to testify. Went to the doctor today and they just took some pictures and I gave some blood and they at first said they wanted to cut and take the thing out and clean it until I told them if they take it out they weren't going to put it back in. So they took some pictures and they're going to let me know by Monday or Tuesday, but I'm feeling better overall and I thank God for that. And then we got our storage unit for our furniture. And as I went to the storage place, this white lady was filling my papers and stuff out. And I was telling her why we were getting furniture and stuff. And she asked me, would I receive furniture from anybody? I said, as long as it's nice enough. Because I don't give people stuff I wouldn't take. And she said, no, this furniture is nice. It's an older lady that want to get rid of some furniture there at the place because she hurt her arm, her hand or something. She can't deal with it, and she tied a pin on the storage. So in a week or so, I have that furniture that she's been paying for over some years so she can stop paying for it. And I just thank and praise God for that. And then we're going to we'll have the other furniture by next week in the storage. So I got an 8x10. It's $110 a month. You know, it's so many people lost furniture and so many other things here and all around in other states even. So if I can get started, it started here. And then started in Illinois, we can help some people. We can help some people. So I know here they really got, but every time it rains, it floods in Detroit, and they just lose more furniture and stuff. So we're going to be able to be a blessing. And that's all I want to do is to be able to bless people. That's all we should want to do. So I just thank and praise God for allowing us to be a blessing to other people. I thank God for this ministry. It's not a large ministry, but it's God's ministry. And he, every time I even think about getting discouraged, he'll just encourage me so much. I just thank and praise God. I'm not going to stop doing what God called me to do. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to do it. God has been so good to me, and I just thank him, even my health. That assistant talking about they gonna cut me. I gotta go back to the hospital and they gonna take it out and clean it off and put it back in. I said, if you take that thing out of me, you will not put it back in me. No, sir. You call who you want to call. So before they do anything like that, they're gonna see what's going on. And if they decide to cut me again and take that thing out, I will not that I'm putting back in for nothing. Because I trust God. So that's my testimony. I'm so glad about everything. I'm just so thankful for everything. I'm just thankful to have some rest today, even though I didn't. I've been going since early this morning. But I thank God for giving me the strength and the things that I did get a chance to do. I thank God for it today. God is so good, and his mercy endures forever. Anyone else have a testimony today? I'm just sorry. I told the Holy Spirit to take over, and that's what he did. I didn't get a chance to play but one song. So, you know, I thank God today. I thank God for letting the Spirit lead us.
Good evening.
Anybody else have a testimony? Good evening.
Good evening. End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, Apostle Edward and Deborah Deans, and just all of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just want, you know, it's a testimony to me. And, you know, we have to look at the small things so we think and, you know, be grateful for them.
Yeah.
On yesterday, I was out. And I saw this person that really didn't like me. I don't know why they didn't like me, but they just really don't like me. And I said, there they go. And I got ready to say something negative. And the Lord said, don't say anything. And
that's
so
right.
I just thank and praise God for a for his anointing, his Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost, you know, this person is a believer. I'm not going to say nothing negative out of my mouth about him. And, you know, I just thank and praise God for being led by the Spirit. So many times we're not led by the Spirit. We're leading out of, we're doing stuff out of our flesh and our emotions and feelings. And the Lord says, don't say a word. Don't let it come out your mouth. And I thank God for being able to hear his voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been praying that I hear God's voice clearly because my prayer is to be led by his Spirit. Glory to God. And to walk in his Spirit. It's my prayer and it's my desire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just give God praise for that moment. It may seem small, but that's big for me. So oftentimes I get in my feelings and I get in myself and my flesh and I allow the enemy to win a victory. But I come to serve notice on the enemy on today. Devil, you a lie. You have no power. You have no authority in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah. And I give God praise for the small victory. I thank God for allowing me to walk in his Spirit and to be led by his Spirit and to even hear his voice. It was a small, still voice. It almost surprised me. I said, my God, I said, I'm not going to say anything. God bless him.
That's right.
And it was just a blessing to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and to shut this tongue down. You know, the tongue is life and death and the power of the tongue. And who can tame this small thick member of our body? None but the Holy Ghost. Nothing but the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us into all truth and understanding. And so I just wanted to give a shout out for God because he's so awesome. And I thank him for that moment. And I'm praying that he continue to allow me to hear his voice and to lead me and give me the ability to walk in his Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God, that was awesome. Testimony. That's why I heard the Lord say, what did he say? You come a long way. I thank God. I heard that because of that. Because Houston was different. It's like you said, any other time, you know, it would be different. But I thank God for it. I understand what he was telling me, that you come a long way. He said that about, he spoke to me that about Prophet Martin as well. We all come a long way. I know I have. And I'm still striving to get different places, because I'm telling you, it's, if you don't pay attention, if you don't keep your focus, the enemy, that's why I be trying to say, stay on focus, stay in line with God, because the enemy, because I've been trying to go with Prophetess Brown Carlin since my birthday. She's been trying to get my facial. So we was going to do it tomorrow. And I told her, I said, when I can just leave work and don't say nothing, just tell them I had to leave. Carlin said, no, Apostle, I'll just take off of work one day. I said, but I've been trying to get this facial since August. And it's October. I said, and every week is something wrong. And she said, but we're going to get it. But, you know, I was just kind of letting my little feelings get in the way. But you still have to do things right, decently, and in order, or it won't get done. God won't let it happen. So I just canceled the appointment, the reservation, and made some for this Thursday. When I get off work, I know I'm a snow and everything in the lady face, because I'm a work Wednesday night, and it's at 10 o'clock Thursday morning. But it's a blessing to know and hear the voice of God. It's a blessing to be led by the Spirit of God. I know what you're talking about, because I can just sit back and hear what he's saying. I can just sit back and hear his voice. And I just thank him so much, because I'm an old lady. I'm an old lady. And he don't have to say nothing to me, but I thank God. I thank the Lord. I just thank God for you all, for your testimony. I thank God, because that little bitty thing that you don't think little was a giant step. Do you hear me? If I, you know, because sometimes I be saying negative things because these women on my job, you know, that's why I'm glad I work overnight, because I don't have to deal with a lot of them. But before then, I had to run in with an African lady that was just lying to me. You know, one number of the enemy, because you can tell her face was all, she was like, she was excited, like she was going to do something. And that was my first time. It was my second time seeing her. And I'm like, what you go and do this? And why you? I'm like, lady, look. And she probably was doing that because I was just, the Spirit of the Lord had me being humble. And, you know, people take your humbleness and your quietness and kindness for weakness. So I didn't say hardly nothing, because God had me on the humble way. And so, you know, I just left it like that. But this how we have to be, and let God fight our battle. So she couldn't do nothing to me, because God had a hedge of angels around me. She couldn't do nothing to me. She wanted to walk over there where I was, but she didn't. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. You know, and God spoke some more things, and he called some more names. And I'm going to pray for the people, but when you in your prayer see faces or you hear names, pray for those people. Pray for those people, because sometimes you do hear them and you don't know Why are you hearing them? I don't know nobody by that name. Because I kept hearing somebody named Tilly. I heard it twice. Tilly. I heard it when I was, the Lord gave a word to Prophetess Morton, and I heard it when the Lord gave a word to you, Prophetess Salah. I don't know who this Tilly is, but we need to keep them lifted up in prayer. I don't know whether it's a man or a woman or who, but we need to keep them lifted up in prayer. And also, just pray for both our families, all of our families. We need to ask God to keep them all covered. And I'm going to be praying for different ones. We gotta pray for, and we gotta love everybody like we love ourselves, our neighbors as we love ourselves. We all know that because we study this word. So any more testimonies before we close out? I just thank and praise God. I got about 6 more songs on here that I was going to say. But God, I told the Holy Spirit to take over. And as I was praying for Minister Morton, the Lord, the Holy Spirit took over and started. I started hearing his voice and the anointing fell. So, and I just let him lead me.
Good evening.
Any more testimony? Good evening.
My baby boy want to testify.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Jesus. All I wanted to say is I just think God has come. Today my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday, and God let me see 10 years. That's all I want to say. Amen.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You know what? Who is finna testify? Who was that finna testify?
Zeke.
Okay, come on, Zeke. You know the devil turned it off. This phone went dead.
Go ahead, Zeke.
All I wanted to say is, because yesterday was my birthday, and I just thank God for letting me live and see 10 years.
Oh, amen. God bless
amen.
You. Happy birthday to you. God bless
thank you.
10 years old, that's such a blessing. The devil is a lie. You gave God the praise. Honey, he tried to cut you off. I said, I'm calling back in this. The devil is a lie. I mean, cut the whole phone off. He didn't want you to give God that praise, honey. Keep on praising God. Just keep on praising him. Keep praising him. That's a blessing. God bless you, son. And I hope you enjoyed your birthday. God bless you. Amen. That's awesome. We're not going to stay on any longer. We're going to let you go. But God bless you all tonight. And if you need me, you just give me a call. Y'all know how to contact me. I love y'all. And thank you for the support that you all give me. I really appreciate it because you don't have to do it. But I thank God. I thank God. Amen for each one of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger tonight. God, I ask you tonight, God, to just look down, send your grace and your mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide them, God, and thank you for how you advancing them. In the name of Jesus, thank you for how you lead and guide them. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask all these things
and their family, Father. Keep them all covered. And every church member, God, cover them now and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night. God bless you. Amen. Love you.
Hey, Ben. God bless you. Love you.
Amen. Love you, too.
Love you. Have a good night.
Love you, too. God bless y'all. Good night. I don't want to cut off. Okay.